the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Why are you in big, big trouble today? We have a Jimbo in Kentucky who's on hold. He's in big trouble. But I want to read the article that I saw. This is something somebody wrote on the TIFU on Reddit.
Today I effed up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Probably my biggest blank up ever, which will haunt me for the next 18 years. The headline is, by getting my best friend pregnant. Okay. It's going to be more than 18 years. Like, I mean, let's be honest. Just feels so surreal. Not necessarily panicking, though. I'm 23, and my female friend, whom I've known for almost all of my life, is 22. I still remember us playing every day as little kids, hanging out almost every day as teenagers. We often went on vacation together, either with my parents or her parents. She was sort of like the sister I never had, and people now hearing that I got her pregnant feel like it's almost illegal.
Well,
it's not, but it
sounds weird.
A few months ago, I was at her apartment, both of us super drunk, and it somehow just happened. It was good, so I guess the following weeks, it accidentally somewhat happened again quite often.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did use condoms, but she's not on birth control. How the hell did she get pregnant?
She poked a hole in one.
There are a few who get pregnant even on birth control, but never thought it would happen to us. She took 5 pregnancy tests, and 1 week later went to the gynecologist who confirmed. We both can't bring it on ourselves to abort the baby, so we're keeping it. We're financially stable, so we should be okay. We're planning on telling our parents this evening, so I'm in big trouble. It's awkward since they've seen us grow up together. The only one who's been suspicious of us since day one was her grandma. I still can't believe I'll have to spend 18 years of my life. Well, it's not even 18 years. It's a life commitment, LOL. So then there's an update.
So grandma knew, and I'll bet they would just paint it as she's nuts.
So she's the only always, savvy one. She's the one with her eyes open.
She's the one who's always thought they were going to end up together.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you suggesting I get a paternity test, she told me she doesn't mind if I do. Since the scenario is somehow unlikely, she didn't sleep with another guy for the last 2 months. I am taking a test, but I'm already 99% sure the child is mine. Okay. Another update. Okay, guys. This is super awkward. All right. So imagine you get a girl you've gone on vacation with. She's got, like, it's been best friend.
Family friend.
Yeah. And then you go over to their house to tell them. And they don't know that you've ever even kissed. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're just there like any other time. Mm-hmm. So I went to her parents' house, and we actually wanted to go in the evening. But we went sooner because we wanted to get it over with. I was super nervous. Her dad was in the garden. Her mom was cleaning around the house. After 30 minutes, everybody kind of gathered in the kitchen. And we thought, well, it's not going to get any better than right now. We told them, and I could see the horror in their eyes. I don't know. They seemed kind of happy, but kind of shocked. Her mom started tearing up, so I guess she's either happy or so disappointed she couldn't contain it. Her dad asked why we didn't tell them we were dating. And that was the most awkward silence I've ever experienced in my life.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
They're not. They're just porking.
No one replied, it says. They just sat there until the dad went.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there may have been a certain amount of joy to find out you were dating. If the families are
really
that close, that might not have been a bad thing. But
they weren't.
But they're not dating. That's so.
Okay, This part kind of made me feel really badly for how young and naive they are. I think maybe I am, but asking a bunch of questions. We even called grandma to tell her that her prediction was right. We made up an excuse to leave, got in the car, and she gave me a kiss and told me she was proud of me. The whole drive, her hand was resting on my thigh. Do you think that means she likes me?
Oh, my God.
This is someone who needs to know whether likes them or not.
Doesn't matter, my man.
No.
I mean, she probably does, but
most likely.
It might be just because you put a baby in there. That makes the body do weird things. All sorts of hormones.
Mm-hmm. And your sensibilities change. You look at the world differently, especially as a female. Once you're carrying somebody's baby, I'm sure your brain says, I would like to make it work with this person now because one way or another we're tied together. So maybe we could make a go of it as a couple.
There is one other update that wasn't there yesterday when I first saw this. And that is he's come back and said they're going to move in together when she's about 6 months. And they both admitted they had always each had feelings for each other, but had never said anything.
Yeah, that's no shocker. I mean, they slept with each other.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then continued to sleep with one another, not like a drunken one night stand.
Just moderately, pathetically naive. But yeah, maybe they'll.
But I guess they have a better. They have as good of a chance as anything. I mean, they've known each other forever, and they're both financially stable. They are super young, so it's not going to work in the long run. But
most kid will be off to college by the time they're in their early 40s.
That's the bonus.
That sounds pretty easy. Like, you know, me and Hot Wings and Steve, when we're in our 60s, we'll have kids in college. So Steve might have two or three of them by then. I don't know. And he's not listening right now, so I can say whatever I want.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Might have eight or nine.
Yeah.
He's Italian.
Yeah.
Kind of.
And Irish. And oh, Scott. My God. Oh, my gosh. End up with 30 babies.
That's possible. Yeah, that's possible. They're going to have one of those big old, like, logging mansions.
Hold on, Jimbo, don't talk
with
yet.
Kids and in-laws.
Jimbo's in Kentucky on the Harmonizer. Yeah. Hello, Jimbo.
Jimbo.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Hey, good, man.
Great.
Why are you in big trouble today?
Okay, so when all the Kung Flu stuff started, they, you know, made it to where I'm a freelance AV guy. I do sound for bands and stuff. And,
okay.
So I lost a lot of money per month because all the venues were shut down and, you know, you couldn't gather.
Right.
So I work full-time for the state of Kentucky as well, and I have an essential job. Well, they told me to go ahead and file for unemployment to cover my lost wages from the freelance sound work.
Okay. Yeah, that's legit.
Yeah, yesterday I got a notice saying that they had audited my account and found out that I was getting paid unemployment while employed, thinking that it was for my full-time job I was filing for, you know, trying to get money.
Yeah.
And then the same stack of mail, I got another letter saying that they had, that first letter said I had 30 days to respond, 10 days to respond, you know, and stuff. Well, apparently they also sent out another letter that was in the same stack of mail that I picked up that day that said they didn't hear anything back from me, so they went ahead and found me guilty of taking the money, but they're going to charge me like $21,000 almost.
Wow, that ramped up quickly.
Wow, really moved fast.
Do you only check your mail like once a year? How did that happen? Or did they all arrive from different people at different times? And
I could see this happening.
I don't know. I've tried to call the unemployment office a couple of times, and they never will answer. It's all automated. They kind of send you in a little runaround circle.
Jimbo, did you lie about anything?
No. Apparently they had an issue here in the state of Kentucky unemployment to where they just approved everybody. They didn't have any questions about what job you were claiming for.
Okay.
Wow.
I see. So I'm not surprised. I think so many places were scrambling. They're like, we got to try to help people, and we don't know what we're doing.
You'll have to pay back $20,000 that I'm guessing if you're like the rest of America or most Americans, you're somewhat check to check with unemployment. And now they want you to pay it back.
I'm loaded, man. I'm loaded. You know, the state of Kentucky must know that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you're king.
I'm going to appeal it and explain everything to them and pray to God that they're not douchebags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, right.
The people I work for. So.
Right. Well, Jimbo, good luck with that. That is is terrifying.
Yeah, you might need to do like an unemployment lawyer or something.
Yeah, right. Good luck.
Just in case. I thought about that myself, but
Yeah.
Good luck.
Hopefully, you won't need that. But
holy cow, I think
that'll be easily explainable at this time, you know, with what's gone on. When if you go in hat in hand and go, hey, look, I mean, I was told to do this and this is what it was for.
Even
if that's a problem, I mean, I'll fix it. But
even when you know you've been honest and haven't done anything wrong, when you get that letter from the IRS or from a state agency, like the Treasury or whatever it is,
it's a weight on your shoulders.
I open it. Like, as soon as I leave, if I see it, I open it while I'm walking in the driveway. Anything else can wait till I'm inside. But I'm like, oh, what is this? And then half the time it's like, we noticed an extra period in your address from the IRS, and we've updated our records. This is to let you know that if you don't return a reply, that is how it will be reflected in the future. Okay, so I abbreviated road this time. Good to know. Thanks for scaring the hell out of me.
Yeah, it's no fun. When I got audited a few years ago, I thought I was going to go to debtor's prison.
Right, and you didn't even do anything wrong.
No, I didn't do anything wrong. It ended up they did everything and went, oh, okay, now we understand why you claimed this. You weren't supposed to claim that, but you should have claimed this, and you didn't. So it's even. So have at bye. Mm-hmm. I went, Oh, okay. Well, thanks for that.
Yeah, the mistake you made and that everyone makes is that we don't rip the IRS off for large sums of money. We're not rich enough to have offshore accounts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that's our only crime.
You got to go for the big dough.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.